Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deals store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
TC Trailer salutes the movers and haulers, the ones who always deliver when you need them most. TC Trailers knows they deserve a trailer that's as reliable as they are. The right trailer with the right stuff, including over 300 options, an enormous parts department, an in-house repair shop, and incredible customer service. They deserve TC Trailers. Stop in to see Sir Frankfurt at State Roads 28 and 29 or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Boone's best in local news. Boone 102.7 FM, WILO.
I did it.
You did it. This is what happens when I let you work on that side of the desk over
there. You told me to put in anything I wanted.
I did. You're right. Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7. It's brought to you by our friends at Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, and TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Hoosierland TV not working today, but we think we've figured out the problem, so we should have that back tomorrow. But we certainly want to thank our sponsors for that. Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, TC Trailers, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have a guest on the line. It's Kimberly Black with the City of Frankfurt. She's the Community Development Director there. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are excellent considering we just came off a fair, but you know what? It was so much fun, and so we're all good today.
Well, I would pay big bucks to see Carl tap dance. So I am looking forward to that because I was listening before I was on here. So
the age limit has now gone up to whatever Carl's age limit is.
Yes, it is.
I love that, and I love that you are going to prompt him to do that as well. Thank you. So
No worries. That's what I'm here for, because I'm going to be there all weekend, Carl, so we have lots of opportunities.
I can only do the Shirley Temple, so
hey,
if it's any more sophisticated tap dancing, I can't.
You want to know a fun fact?
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to tap dance.
Did you really? Did you take lessons as a kid?
Yeah, like from 3 to 18.
That's awesome.
Fun note, side note, but Carl, I'm not getting up there. So buddy, it's your stage.
Are you
so would
train
that be
me?
Your skill?
That would be my skill, yes, because if you want me to sing, I've said this before with Prairie Creek Park events, That is the way to clear out the park at the end of the night.
I'm right there with you. Actually, I can't do either. I can barely walk and chew gum, so I'm not one of those people.
If you want me to sing, we will clear that park out in a heartbeat.
I would like to think my talents are more in the kitchen or something like that. So if you want me to bake something, I'm all about it, but don't ask me to sing or dance, that's for sure. So, Kimberly, you guys still have a lot of things happening at Prairie Creek Park before the summer is over.
Oh, my gosh, I know. We're only halfway through. And I'm like, kids start back to school in a few weeks. So
I hate it. And it seems like we get to July here. And then, I mean, really, they're just a couple, depending on what school they go to 3 weeks away from being back in school full time.
I know. And I've not gotten our girls anything for school. So that's a little scary. Teachers, I apologize ahead of time. Like, it's just... It's one of those things. They go to school with minimal, and then we figure out what they need from there. So, no, we have a couple concerts and a couple in November, and lots of festivals coming up in September. And so, you know, we take a break in July just because we have 4th of July festival. We just finished up Fair Week, which I'm sure you guys are recovering from as well. And, you know, then the hot dog festival this weekend. So lots of stuff going on.
Well, what would you like to start with talking about first then?
Oh, my gosh. Well, since I'm on the board and helping with promotions and marketing for the hot dog festival, you want to start there?
Sure.
So have you heard about our new hot dog trail? Because I'm super excited about it.
Well, I have heard about it. It's in the commercial that's running, so I've heard about it. But I would like you to explain it to everyone, because before, everybody kind of got hot dogs at one place. But that is different this year.
Correct. So, and I have about 24-foot hot dogs sitting in my office, so I just love every bit of this, just so you know. They've been in my car. They've been everywhere. So we have... It's been a comment that we've heard for a number of years of you go to the hot dog festival and everyone thinks that you can get like a million different hot dogs, right? Or specialty hot dogs. And we only had the one hot dog tent, which was great. Shoops did a wonderful job. But we're going to try to change it up because next year is our 30th year already.
Holy cow. Yes.
To think, and we're excited about that. So we have between 15 and 20 different hot dog vendors. Shoops is still going to be one of them, so you will be able to still stop by, you know, the Shoop booth and be able to get a hot dog that they used to have in the hot dog tent. But we are going to have dining tents spread out throughout the festival, and there's going to be signage. So you'll be able to tell who has a hot dog, if they have a specialty hot dog, and be able to walk around the festival and be able to check out different vendors. So our vendors are really excited because we always had to turn away hot dog vendors or tell them, we'd love to have you, but you just can't sell hot dogs. Do you have something else? And so this will be Coney dogs. There's mac and cheese dogs, Chicago dogs. There's a pizza dog. I mean, there's all sorts of fun things. And then also with our downtown restaurants, we have encouraged them to do different fun things. So if you've seen Arnie's page, they have it's a Coney pizza, but it's with a K. So it's a K Coney. So I just love that our small local businesses in downtown are getting on board with us too.
Yeah,
so.
I like this a lot. I like the idea of this, and I like giving freedom of creativity for the hot dog world. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, because I did not realize until I started researching. I now know more about hot dogs than I've ever wanted to know. But like there's some that have like jelly on hot dogs and some weird things. So this
like
year,
like a PB and hot dog,
pretty much. So there's a few that were already booked, so they are looking forward to coming to next year. And we kind of want, you know me, I kind of start, we start out small and make sure that, you know, we have enough that, you know, there's a plethora of them. But next year, you know, encouraging others to join. And we've talked about doing a kind of a personal choice or people's choice award next year. So hoping to build off of this.
Oh, I like that.
and just kind of doing some fun interactive things with some of our vendors. So we do, you know, a lot of entertainment with, you know, the three stages and Carl tap dancing. And so this is just one more thing that we're going to add to be interactive within the festival.
Yeah, I like the People's Choice Award idea.
So we thought about it this year, and just with all the newness, and we're like, well, we'll hold off for one more year, and we'll try it next year. And that way people get to vote and who, what vendor, you know, or hot dog they like the best. So excited for that. But they're going to be clearly marked with balloons. There's a big, it's a hot dog. It'll be on a stand. You won't be able to miss the hot dog vendors. And then we'll have a map on the Frankfort Main Street and Hot Dog Festival website, as well as you'll be able to get them at the information booth as well if you want a hard copy.
Okay.
So excited about that. 11 a.m. on Friday. Festival opens
on Friday. Okay. I like that, because you can go down and get lunch there on Friday. And it makes for a fun lunch during the week. And, of course, then the activities really kick off again on Saturday as well. And we will be broadcasting live Friday 4 to 6. So you can come and join us as well from the Hot Dog Festival. And, of course, we'll be giving away some tickets down there. So look forward to that. That's not the only thing happening. You talked about all the newness with the hot dog, or at the Hot Dog Festival with the hot dog trail. What other things are maybe new this year or have been revamped or are different?
We have a circus show. So Cincinnati Circus will be down towards Prairie Creek Park. They have to be on the road just because they need a flat surface. So they'll be right outside, but it'll be a fun, friendly activity, and they always put on a great show. They were here a couple years ago with some smaller things, but excited to give them a little bit more space. The kids zone, which I call it Zippy Land, because the kids are always going a million miles. There are quite a few new things in there. Excited. Kim's been working really hard on that and making sure that there's a lot of different things for kids to do and different activities, not just always bounce houses. We also have, even though we're the Hot Dog Festival, they actually reached out to us, and I really want somebody to do baked potatoes after this, but it is the world's largest potato on wheels, and it's 4 tons.
I saw this.
Yeah. So, you know where the big grill used to always sit on Jackson?
Yes.
I believe it's going to be very close to there. If we cause accidents on Jackson Street, it is not Frankfort Main Street or the city of Frankfort. They just needed, like I said, a big area, so they'll be in the parking spots along Jackson. But I am excited. I'm like, do they have baked potatoes and sour cream? Because that sounds pretty good.
That does sound good.
It is huge. So I'm interested to see what this thing looks like.
Okay.
They were going to be in our area, and called Kim and was like, hey, can we come to the Hot Dog Festival? We're like, sure. Well, you'll be eye-catching.
Will they be serving other things besides potatoes? I mean, are they serving things as well?
I'm not too sure about all of that, Cindy, to be quite honest with you.
Kim is going to be on with us tomorrow or the next day as well, so maybe we can get more
information.
Yeah, please
ask her, because I'm like, it's a 4-ton potato. I'm just like trying to imagine this.
Sure.
You know, and of course the millennial me like Googled and went down this rabbit hole of things. And it does. It comes on it's a huge potato, and it sits on a flatbed trailer with a semi, and it just rolls around the United States.
Okay. Well, maybe they have some good merch or something as well, right?
So it'll be interesting to say the least. And then always the concerts are a highlight. So Big 80s, the next generation that we've had at Prairie Creek Park, they are going to be at Veterans Park on Friday. And then I call him the janitor. I'm not sure really what his name is, the singing janitor. I don't watch America's Got Talent too much. Every once in a while I watch highlights. But anyway, he will be coming from Terre Haute.
It's Richard Goodall.
Thank you.
Sure.
See, I just call him the singing janitor. I probably need to know his name before.
I don't know.
Friday.
I think because he's from Indiana, don't you think people know him as just the singing janitor? I don't know if people
really. That's what I would assume.
I mean, he is from Indiana. That's the kicker. So.
Yeah.
And so, it's my understanding that this season of AGT isn't over yet, but he's still out doing things. So I don't know if he knows what's going to happen or if he's just being able to capitalize on his fame while he can, because why not, right?
Right. And Golden Buzzer, mm-hmm. He's in competition, but he's got a few weeks lag in there. So
it doesn't say where in Indiana he's from. That's what I was looking for. It just says 55-year-old from Indiana. So,
I believe it's the Terre Haute area, but don't quote me on that.
I think I kind of heard something like the same thing. But he's supposed to be incredibly good. I mean, Golden Buzzer. That's.
I know.
Yeah, that's got to be good.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. So, Kim will give you the rest. I don't want to steal her thunder, but definitely a fun weekend. And the weather looks to be great. No rain that I can see except for Sunday, and I'll take that. You know me.
Yeah, I'll take that as well. I wanted to ask you, as we look at things happening at Prairie Creek Park coming up, August 2nd, it looks like, is our next event with the City of Frankfort, and that is Free Movie in the Park Night, Aquaman 2. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
So right before the kids go back to school, they can enjoy a summer movie at Prairie Creek Park, which we've had a really good turnout the last couple weeks. I will say, just because it's kind of like when you go to the drive-in, Mel's drive-in off Mechanicsburg on 39, you got to wait till about 9:30 till it gets dark before the movie starts. So I know that we've had people ask us when is dusk, and it's, when the movie will be able to be seen outside, about 9:30-ish. Jay Large fires up the screen and the movie and all that stuff. So
free popcorn. I mean, that's a great free night for a family. And then the kids get sleepy. You go home, you tuck them in, and it's done and it's good.
We've had families in their jammies. We've had them bring pizzas. We've had them bring blankets. We've had them bring, you can bring your own little picnic.
Downtown Toon Night is also coming up August 8th. Feudin' Hillbillies.
Yes. If you have not heard them, they are great. Obviously, from their name, you can probably guess their country, but they are a great group of musicians, and I think it was in January at the Indiana Fairs and Festivals Association, they put on these little mini concerts where, a band or artist can perform three or four different songs, and so they are one, and they're really good. I'm excited to have them at Prairie Creek Park.
Then coming up August 17th, Johnny Rustler and the Beach Bums. I like this, beach party and reggae music, and that night is sponsored by Moose Lodge No. 7 in Frankfort. So that will be a fun event as well, and we'll be broadcasting live in front of that event. You looking forward to that one too?
I am hoping people get a little this one, and it's the end of summer, so decorate your lawn chairs. Come in your little grass skirts. Like, I just want people to have a fun time, and we appreciate the Moose sponsoring this concert, and it'll be a fun one, so bring your party game.
So people can dress up in their grass skirts and put on their and come all decorate.
Oh, yeah.
I love that, and decorate your lawn chair as well, so that's all good stuff. All right, what else can you tell us?
Tonight at Board of Works, we will be opening the proposals for the mural at Prairie Creek Park. So excited to be able to open those and start the process of interviewing artists that in their proposals and kind of moving forward with that project, hoping to spur more art, public art, not just in our downtown but across Frankfort. And this is our first piece since 2019, so we didn't really do much during COVID, and so excited to kind of have this start. And the Iota Psi Sorority is ones that are helping fund this, so excited to work with them along with this process. And then our parking study for downtown, Cindy, is just about done. They're working on the reporting part, We've gotten all the business information from downtown, and looking forward to being able to make that public knowledge and figuring out what the solution is for downtown parking. Which, by the way, parking, because with all the construction, mm-hmm. Ivy Tech has graciously
We've been losing you. You're coming in and out, so we lost the beginning of that. Ivy Tech graciously.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, Ivy Tech graciously is where we lost you.
For downtown parking, so for the festival, if you're coming down to eat at lunch and you know you've driven around or drove around the square a couple of times, you can park at Ivy Tech, no charge. You can park there and visit our downtown shops and restaurants. So that is something I did forget to mention early on.
I want to go back for just a second, if we can, to the Board of Works for the artist thing. The wall was going to be prepared in advance. Has that work been done yet?
No, it has not.
Okay.
So we will have to get, once we talk to the artist and make our selection, because once they patch the wall, they'll primer it and paint it, and then we want to make sure that that is matching the base coat for whatever artist is selected. So it won't take us too long to make that selection, but at the same time, you're looking at a couple months out. So we're definitely looking at towards, you know, fall time.
So will the artwork actually be done this year, or is that something that they'll start on the actual painting next year?
I'm hoping that we can get that completed this year. It just kind of depends on which artist is selected and what they, you know, how intricate their piece is. I have a few that have asked me some different questions, you know, if I'm the
Wow, Kimberly, we're losing you. Okay.
Right in our breath.
All right. I'm sorry to say we are losing you. I don't know what's going on with this, if it's our connection or yours, but we lost you there for a little bit. So
that is weird.
That is very weird. So anyway, I hate to say that. But okay, so parking study almost done. Excuse me, Board of Works. Tonight is a big night for you folks, and then we'll look forward to hearing how that all goes. What else? Anything else we can put our fingers on today that we need to talk about?
I think that's about it, Cindy.
You are the best. We appreciate you calling and having this time with us every month, and you are always a wealth of knowledge. So we appreciate you so much, and we are looking forward to the Hot Dog Festival. It starts Friday, 11 o'clock, downtown Frankfort, mostly on the square, but there are a few other little locations as well. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep, and the library's the everyone downtown Frankfort this weekend.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Have a great day.
You too. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Take care. Thank you so much. Kimberly Black with the City of Frankfort. She is the Community Development Director there. And again, we'll be broadcasting live Friday from 4 o'clock until 6 in downtown Frankfort, kind of kicking off the Hot Dog Festival with the events that are happening throughout the weekend. And it is a list here of the events that are happening, and it is literally like 7 pages long. I don't know how they stuff that much into a weekend, but they really do. So again, it starts at 11 o'clock on Friday, and there are things happening all weekend long. Some things you've already heard of, and there are things that they've brought back because everybody loves, for example, the Doc Dogs and things. And I'm like Kimberly, I don't want to steal Kim's thunder, because Kim will be joining us. I think it's actually tomorrow.
It
is tomorrow. Okay. So she will be talking with us tomorrow. So I don't want to give everything away yet. I want her to be able to talk about it. But and then of course the giant potato coming. Which is, that definitely has piqued my curiosity. How about you?
Yeah.
Okay. You had a couple of other things that you wanted to talk about really quickly that you discovered while we were in that.
Yes. So we have the Clinton House Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center car show coming up on Wednesday, July 24th. And it's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the front parking lot. And they'll have face painting, they'll have snow cones, popcorn, cornhole, RC car races with prizes, and it's in collaboration with their school supply drive.
That's pretty cool. And I have to tell you, the weather this week, today, I heard this morning that there was a small chance of rain, although now my phone is showing that it's sunny skies, so we might still have a small chance of rain as well. But still, 82 today, tomorrow, sunny 83. Just a slight chance of showers on Wednesday, but still a high of 83. Thursday, 81. Friday, 81. And looking great through the weekend for the Hot Dog Festival. I don't know if you've been down there at times when it's been 90-some degrees.
Last year.
Was it that hot last year? Mm-hmm. Not this year. Friday, 81. Saturday, sunny 82. And I don't know if they're doing anything Sunday, but still partly sunny and 84.
They will be having the church service.
Okay, I wondered. That wasn't on the sheet this year, so I didn't know if they were including that this year and we're still going to do that or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the weather doesn't look like it could be any better for this year's Hot Dog Festival at this point. And of course, we'll keep our fingers crossed that that is the continued forecast as we get through the week.
Yep. And then also the 75th annual Camden Lions Club and Flora Community Truck and Tractor Pull is on Saturday. So July 27th, and it's 6 p.m.
Okay.
Or 1 p.m. They also have a 1 p.m. too.
Oh, wait. They have a 1 and 6?
A 1 p.m. session, which is 10 mile per hour, farm stock, single engine mods, 2.6 trucks, hot farm.
Okay.
And then 6 p.m. session, which is 15 mile per hour, King of the Hill, altered farm, light combo, light limited, pro stock, and 3.0 trucks.
Okay. And that's Saturday as well.
Yes. And that's at the Carroll County Fairgrounds.
Okay. Got anything else?
Tons, but
I mean, that's coming up in the near future.
I can do a plug for the Coach Kids breakfast, which is 8 to 11 at Prairie Creek Park Event Center on Saturday. And then cornhole.
Whoa, back up. What are we having? What's for breakfast?
Oh, we're having pancakes and sausage and stuff like that. Just
fruit. I saw fruit on there. Okay, that'll be great.
I'm not in charge of the food.
I appreciate that.
I'm the one smiling at the door going, welcome.
So it's nice, though, because the Hot Dog Festival, you can go down Friday. You don't see, because I cook so much during the week. I try not to cook as much on the weekend. So Friday, I can eat lunch there. I can eat dinner there. Saturday, I can eat breakfast with you over there. Then you can eat all weekend long at the Hot Dog Festival.
Yeah. And during the breakfast time, we'll be having or kicking off the cornhole tournament.
Okay.
So we're expecting a lot of teams this year. We're excited.
That is exciting.
And registration for that starts around 8, 8:30. And then I think it kicks off at 9.
All right. And then we'll be getting a hold of Anita to see what duck, actually, you haven't seen anything yet, have you? I think it kicked off at, was it 9 or 9:30?
9.
Are you checking to see if it's...
I'm checking to see if they posted.
Come on.
Come on, Molly.
Come on, Celeste. Well, we'll let everybody know what happened. Do we know? Carl's... See, this is the difference between my age and Carl's age. Carl can look it up like that, and I am, like, struggling to find anything.
They have the video.
Okay, but it doesn't necessarily show a winner yet?
Oh, the winner was Anna Hernandez from Hawker Title.
Oh, good for Anna. She's so sweet. So good for her. So she won $1,000. Does she know yet, I wonder?
I wonder.
Did we break the news?
Sorry, Anna, if we broke the
No, that's good. Okay, do we have first, second, and third?
No. The only reason that I know that is people are commenting saying congratulations to her.
Oh, well, that's all right. Good for her. Okay, yeah, she is super sweet.
Well,
so congratulations.
Lolly for second.
There was no $1,000 prize for second.
There were tickets.
Congratulations again to Anna over at Hawker Title. She is very sweet. And boy, you talk about a lady that's busy in our community as well. She is all over the place. So congratulations to her. If we find out more, we'll let you know. In the meantime, you have been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7. Have a great day, everybody.